The following episode of the Life Changes Show has been pre-recorded. Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, award-winning rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author, Olympia Lapointe.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Tigran Martikian. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited. I was about to say excited about the show, and I am, but I'm excited. I have this excited energy, and it started about maybe 2 hours ago or so, and because Mark's son came looking to Mark and his mom and myself for his audition tape that he's doing a particular audition tape for a particular part. And so there I was at the piano and coaching him. And then Mark was there to play the off-screen part for him while his mom was there filming and coaching and encouraging him. And we all encouraged and we all were supportive. And here he is, 9 years old, and he was getting all this love from people that love him and care about him and saying, you could do this. You did a good job. Now let's do it one more time. And I was thinking, wow, I was never talked to like this. Not at 4, not at 9, not at 15. At one point, when Mark was doing it was actually a father-son scene that he was auditioning for. So Mark played the father, and he is his father. And I almost got I got emotional, and I listened to the father speaking to the son, and then he said, you know, that was good. Let's do this. Let's do that. And you're doing good. I'm proud of you, and all that. And I thought, that's beautiful. And I wasn't just sad for me in a sense, because I've come a long way. And now I hear that all the time, which is wonderful. But I also give it all the time as often as I can when it's true. And if not, then I try and be constructive. But I was thinking about our guest, and I was thinking about so many children out there today who don't hear these kinds of encouraging words and who aren't supported in what they want to do or what they believe in or aren't even heard. And I was thinking, I want to mention that today on the show because it was such a wonderful experience. And may we take something from that and give each other more of that as adults or as children for adults or as adults for children. And I should say, actually, that Mark's son has learned from his mom and his dad and the beautiful people that he has around in his life. And I'm grateful to be one of them. He's also learned to give it right back and said, you too, Dad, you did great. Okay, so when we do it again, and then he gave notes and we all listened and how about we do this? And he gave ideas and it was such a beautiful thing across these generations and across these parental child, what used to be boundaries or it was beautiful. So we left that in a hurry to come to the studio to have this beautiful experience with our beautiful guest, Olympia Lapointe, and our musical guest, Tigran Martikian, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, thank you for letting me tell that very personal story for all of us.
Well, it. Thank you for sharing it. It was very personal. But we talk about it all the time, and I joke, even though it's not really joking, that, you know, I don't know who's raising who. You know, fortunately, I'm aware and learning as I go, but I pay attention because I know now, and looking back at the moments that it took me a long time to heal from. And so the more that I can reduce my story or projecting my story onto him, the less moments he's going to have to heal from.
Oh, nice.
Rather than being, you know, encouraged and uplifted and inspired, like our guest is going to do for us today.
Yes. So looking forward to this. We've called the show Reprogramming Your Brain for several reasons. It ties into so much of what our guest does. She's an award-winning rocket scientist, an author, a professor, a TV host. She has overcome poverty, gang violence, failing grades to eventually launch 28 rocket missions to space. There's so much we could say about her, and we hope will come out during our time together. She's author of the book Mathophobia and the newest book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. Welcome to the show, Olympia Lapointe.
Hey, how are you guys? I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy that you are here. And your name's perfect, by the way, because you are so on point. And we so need a woman like you saying what you do. And of course, I know what you say, but I can't wait for the audience to know.
Oh, Lapointe. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Lapointe. Do you know what Lapointe means in French?
No.
Lapointe means the very top.
The very top?
The very top. Lapointe.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. And well, my experience is, it's interesting. It is interesting, and it is profound in the sense of what I learned and what I can share with people. When people find out about my background, they know that I launch rockets, 28 missions to space, and people have seen my TED Talk, Reprogramming Brain Overcome Fear, and I'm so happy to be able to share that. But there's a backstory.
Yeah.
There is such a backstory where I went through so many things in my life. I mean, chaotic things. But the process of healing my brain and reconnecting my brain, and then later on helping my family members reconnect their brain during their type of incidents that happened, allowed me to see that all of us, every single one of us, has the ability to reprogram our brain, restore our brain's connections, and unleash a genius power that not only changes our life, but it changes the lives of every single person that is around us. Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about in my newest book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power.
Remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Oh.
I'm no, you know, we were talking before the show how you grew up not far from here in downtown Los Angeles in one of the poorest districts in our city.
Oh, yeah. And when people think about the United States not being like a third world country, they haven't been in the depths of poverty. Mm. And I can speak from experience. Mm. I was born in South Central Los Angeles. Now it's the now it's close to downtown, so it doesn't have necessarily as much of a violence area like I experienced when I was younger. But we grew up in poverty.
Well, they also cleaned up downtown, too, so that's...
Certain parts of it, they've brought it in, but there's still Skid Row, just a couple of blocks away. There's still gang violence just a couple of blocks away, and it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. And I grew up in the 1980s. I guess I'm kind of sharing my age, but I love it. In the 1980s, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and we grew up in severe poverty. We used to eat ice just to trick ourselves that we were actually eating food. That's how we were doing. And the excitement was to go to school. It was to go to school and to learn. Not only did they have lunch there, but they had an ability to escape and learn. And in that process, I went to a field trip. I was 6 years old, and I went to a field trip at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Mm-hmm. And that's when I saw jet engines and I saw planes. And we went into this room that was their mission control room. And I looked on the walls and I saw these pictures. Now, mind you, I'm a woman of color, a young woman of color. Mm-hmm. And I saw these pictures of these men.
You were six.
6 years old. I was 6 years old.
You're a little girl.
I'm talking about a young person young now. Woman of color. Now.
Oh, you're talking now. Okay, sorry.
Okay. I was watching these pictures of these men launching rockets, and I told myself right then, I'm going to be just like those men. And I had no idea the level of challenge and chaos I would face in that process. Now, anytime that we decide to do something, anytime we make a decision that is going to alter and change the course of our lives, you are guaranteed 100% that you will have chaotic forces that will come and attack you from every single angle. But it is your job to use that energy for your benefit to reshape your brain and reconnect it. People don't realize that when you are presented with chaotic situations and chaotic and painful memories, that's actually a gift for you. I mean, that sounds so peculiar, especially during this Christmas season. It is a gift because the energy that is involved from that chaotic space is designed to be shifted by your thoughts to not only reshape your brain from the inside out, connect you to anything, anyone, any type of outside situation that will propel you to where it is that you want to go. And I had to do that in my own life. I experienced such terrible things, just terrible things. I talk about, in my book, sexual abuse, and something in which I had to overcome. When I was around a family member who I trusted. In my TED Talk, you see that I was stabbed in the face by a boy and almost lost my eye. And these are horrible things. These are traumatic things that would break someone.
And those are incidents, as
incidents.
I'm hearing
yeah,
them.
Incidents.
And at the same time, every single day, if you're talking about the poverty and eating ice, but also the story you tell about how you had to sleep.
How to sleep. And there was, yes, you remember that.
Yeah.
There was gang violence. And it was in 1980s, was the height of the crack epidemic in South Central Los Angeles. And they used to have crack houses. And that's, remember Miami Vice that was on TV?
Real stuff.
That was, we were living the real Miami Vice, but it was Los Angeles Vice, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a crack house that was right next door to us. And our mother was recently decided about again that she decided that she was going to go try and go back to school to get a degree so she could actually get a job that could pay enough, but she had to drop out because at nighttime she didn't have even a safe enough conscience to be at school. She had to drop out, and she had this medal. She went to the junkyard, and she put this medal up next to the wall, and she put it behind our dresser, and she had to sleep in a certain way in the bed, so if the bullets came through the house, it would hit the metal, but if it would pass through the metal, it would hit our feet and not our head. And this is the type of chaos, the chaos that I talk about in my book. Now, you would think that somebody would not overcome that. You would think that somebody would be in a situation where they would let that take over.
Not just me, but I think a lot of people would think that, there's no way she's going to get out of this. Yeah. And we're going to find out if she did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. There's a good story. There's a good end to the story here.
There's a story coming. When we come back, more with Olympia LaPointe, of course she did. but how she did. And now she goes and teaches people how she did it. And there's so much more. So we're looking forward to it. And of course, we'll find out more about Answers Unleashed, the science of unleashing your brain's power. And a little later on, live music here in the studio by Tigran Martikian, live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Olympia Lapointe. And I'm smiling. I'm actually laughing. You know, in the middle of all this, she's telling us some funny stories during the break and dancing to the music. And it's quite amazing because obviously she didn't sugarcoat it for us there at the beginning. And there's so much more that unfortunately we won't be able to dig into, but we're wanting to dig into Answers Unleashed, the science of unleashing your brain's power. Now, when we last left our heroine, she was on her way to a mission. You had a mission.
Oh, yeah. I had a mission. And Filippo and Mark, the mission is great.
Absolutely. No, but you're saying that this chaos in your life.
Chaos.
Is somehow not necessarily meant to, but you can use it for your benefit.
We have to change our belief system around the chaos. We have to actually decide that it is going to be used to help us get to where we need to go. In the middle of all that chaos, the Challenger explosion happened. Mm. And it was 1986, January 28th, 1986. I actually write about this in the Huffington Post, where I talk about that and all sorts of different science history and movie reviews.
And you're still a little girl at this time,
right? Still a little girl.
Yeah.
Still a little girl. And I saw the Challenger explosion. I saw the Challenger explosion. And the astronauts died when they went up into space. And I remember being so touched by that. I remember thinking to myself, someone has to do something so astronauts and people won't die when they go out into space. Mm. And that was like the next part of my intention. Sometimes but every time that we decide to change our life, we have to set out an intention. It is the decision that we make to do something great. Mm. And if we don't make that decision, if we just go in life, just go with the flow, without also deciding where it is that we are going, we will just continuously be on a ride that will take us around in circles and not propel us to where it is that we need to go.
And not necessarily a fun one.
It will just go around in circles because growth is about an aim. Growth is a direction. It is a math, not only a mathematical precision, it is a spiritual one. So when I made that decision to, okay, I'm going to be somehow one of these people to help the astronauts in the future, I was failing algebra and geometry and calculus and chemistry because I was coming from that horrible situation. And studying was not on the forefront of my brain as soon as I came home. It was more of staying alive. And so the only time I got a chance to study is when I was at school in that safe haven. But then when I would exit school, I couldn't study. And then there was a blessing. And I'm a firm believer that when we set our intentions out in a certain way, there is always help that comes to our assistance. And it may not be in the way that we think it will be, but it's for us to recognize that it's there. The help was there was a teacher that volunteered to come in during the winter break to help anyone in his class pass the calculus exam. And I was taking calculus. At that point in time, I was making a D, and I thought to myself, well, at least I will. He's offering it, and I don't have money for tutoring, so I'll go. And it was the middle of winter, and I had no money to catch the bus even to get there. And there was this kind man. He was the gas station attendant that knew that I always wanted to go to school. And so he gave me $1.35 each way to catch the bus 2 hours to get to mathematics tutoring.
Wow.
And that small investment paid off. And I went there consistently because I knew this man was willing to give me the money to go to the school. And then when I got to school, there was another person that was willing to sit with me 1 hour each day for 30 days to understand this math. And it would be like a wonderful story if I told you that I passed all the tests right after the 30 days of tutoring, but I didn't. It took me a while to master this mathematics, but when I did, the light bulb went off. I realized I was the person stopping myself from success. It was my belief systems about my own aptitude. It was my belief systems that I had adopted and taken on as if it were mine because of the environment that I was in. It wasn't mine. It was what I chose to believe based on what people were telling me, not from what I thought. So when I recognized that I had a choice, which is I had a choice to believe that I could do something. It may not be immediate. But it was going to happen, that I had the ability and I had always going to have the resources one way or another that was going to come in and to assist me at the key moment and where I needed it. That's when I realized that I could change my life. And that's what I share in my book. We have every single opportunity in front of us, but it's whether or not we are willing to see it and decide to see it. And once you make that decision and that intention to move forward, there is always resources to help you. But it becomes your decision-making process to find out whatever comes your way. Is it for you to help you or is it to get you more in chaos?
Olympia LaPointe. I'm going to spell that because that's also her website. Olympia, O-L-Y-M-P-I-A. LaPointe, LePoint.com, and answersunleashed.com, just like it sounds. That's where you can find out more about the book and get the book, but also you can learn more about her at Olympia LaPointe. But there's more we want to learn. You talk about choice. Are you also saying that fear is a choice?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me break this down scientifically. I had the ability to overcome a lot in my own life and then graduate from a mathematics degree from California State University, Northridge, and go into the field of science. And I started launching rockets when, I started working as an aerospace engineer at the age of 21, and it took a couple of years, but I eventually started launching rockets there. And I was around these genius brains. And I got a chance to see how our brains work and that we have actually a three-sided brain. I call it the tree of brain. It's the left, right, and center. The left side is scientific. The right side is expressive and creative. And the center side is all the connections. And that's what I introduce in the book.
I've never heard this before.
This is new. This is a new branch of neuroscience in which I have developed in this book. And it came about from my own experience and from working with these genius engineers that could see an advanced spaceship, and they receive the information from their dreams and they're from their envision process. And learning how that works in the brain, I started capturing it and noticing it and realizing that innovation has a root to it, and it is the root of the brain. It's all the connections of the brain. It is what connects the brain, the invention side of us and the creative visionary side of us. Without visions, we shall perish, meaning your brain naturally sees answers independent of space and time. And that's what Einstein was talking about. But when we encounter very difficult situations or when we encounter very chaotic things that happen, it separates our brain. Dr. Caroline Leaf was a neuroscientist that first was able to determine and made a theory that when people go through stressful situations, they create a dark a mass in their brain that has its own type of magnetic field. Mm. So this was first a theory that was thrown out there, but just recently, just a couple months ago, it was confirmed. Remember all the NFL players that were experiencing concussions and they were experiencing dementia and old age, and they were seeing that they were experiencing CTE, which is like the brain disease that happens after people are hit in the head?
Right.
Well, neuropathologist Dr. Ann McKee was able to look at cross sections of the brains of these individuals that had experienced CTE, this brain degenerative disease. And in that, she witnessed the same thing that Dr. Caroline Leaf saw, which is this dark tar-like mass that happens in the brain that sticks it together. And I've figured out what this is. I call it brain brink. It is when the brain separates in your skull when you're going through stressful situations. But in order for you to hold it together, your brain and your body, through its 1,400 different chemical reactions from cortisol that is released, from adrenaline, from increased heart rate, from your increased temperature, it creates a chemical reaction in the body that literally it's like glue in your brain. It keeps your brain together so it doesn't completely separate in the midst of trauma. But if it's not removed from the body and the brain cavity, it hardens and it becomes this dark tar-like mass, this brain brink that is found in these individuals. So when we experience fear, it is the direct result of something that has happened before in our life that is traumatic, and we then are thinking that the same type of events will happen exactly the same way. So we then, by choosing to fear situations, turn on the 1,400 different chemical reactions in our brain, not unconsciously, where we create the brain brink in our brain that sticks our brain together, that doesn't allow it to reshape. And that is what I feel causes pain and depression in individuals. So when someone becomes aware, when they become aware of what first introduced the chaos in their life, when they are aware of where the fears come from and they can trace it back and recognize that the patterns can be broken in life because it is through choices and decisions that we make that literally shifts the future, we no longer accept fear as our reality, but rather we choose differently. And when we choose differently, we then turn on the signal in our brain to no longer secrete this brain brink, and we turn on a, what I call a tree of brain wave, which allows the brain to reshape itself. And not only reshape itself, it then sends out information to not only people who can help you, but it helps you find resources to get your mission accomplished.
I don't know if I should be taking notes like she's teaching or saying amen like she's preaching. Yeah. I don't know. You just go. We are listening to Olympia Lapointe.
She has you on the brink of your best brain.
Olympia Lapointe, olympialapointe.com. The book Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power at answersunleashed.com. But of course, it's available everywhere that books are being sold. And you'll want to check out her TED Talk. You'll want to find out if she's teaching or preaching somewhere near you. We'll be back with a little bit more of Olympia and then a little later on, live music here in the studio, as usual, this time with Tigran Martinez. Kian, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and what a show. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Olympia Lapointe. And we're talking about, oh gosh, so many things, including her book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. We've learned a little bit about what's in here, and I trust that some of this is in English, not just scientific.
Oh, all of it's like drama stories. I explain the science
oh, nice.
In like people's real life stories, so people go like, "Oh, they're like reading a soap opera."
okay, good. Good, we like it. And then you're doing another exciting thing, this masterclass series tour.
Yes, your brain masterclass, Unleash a Genius Mind. It was originally started, debuted at California State University, Northridge, November 30th, and it was sold out. There was a packed house of over 500 people that came. And
nice.
Now we're deciding to take this on the road and bring it to different towns. And so if you're interested in having it in your city, visit answersunleashed.com/books and check out the site and leave us a message and tell us where you'd like us to come.
And if they're interested in coming,
yeah,
then they'll obviously learn about the brain. But you also said they'll be learning about intuition.
Intuition is a natural part of the brain. And I share this with science. And so intuition is being able to use, just being able to know information before any scientific evidence exists. And we have this natural ability to do this from our dreams, from different senses that we have, even being able to tell different thoughts, past, present, or future. It is a natural process of the brain, and that's what I introduced in this new branch of neuroscience.
Wow. Okay. So go to answersunleashed.com. That's starting officially in 2018, right?
In 2018, yeah.
Exciting. Okay, if you see me in the front row, don't crack up.
Oh, I'm like, come.
And olympialapointe.com also for more information. And let's not forget about her book, Mathophobia.
Yes, mathophobia. That's actually for pre-college people who want to go into STEM but have been not too great in mathematics, like myself. Mm-hmm. It's rechanging and changing your brain and acing mathematics. And the book is all written in English, so someone can ace mathematics.
How about if we still feel like we're pre-college?
Then
we qualify as well?
Then that's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Keep that youth mentality. I like it. Thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to have you here with us.
It has been my pleasure. My pleasure. It's been fun here.
Hey,
this
for
is
us too.
Awesome. Olympia Lapointe, thank you so much. Go check her out. And that TED Talk, actually. Some of that stuff will floor you. And inspire you, I'm sure, as we have been already tonight. So with that, Mark, I believe we have a shout-out and an Ask Dorothy segment.
We do. We have a shout-out to Energetic Alchemy, which is the course for all healing masters, practitioners, and novices who would like to go on to the next level. It matters not if you have been practicing healing for years or have just been thinking about starting a healing practice. This is an opportunity to remember what you are truly here to do. Check out energeticalchemy.com. Dorothy, my name is Matthew, and my friends are making me crazy trying to convince me that the earth is flat. What's going on? Is it possible that the earth really is flat? The internet says yes, it is flat, and the internet says it is round. I researched it for days, and I am so confused because both sides are very convincing.
Matthew, many of my friends have gone down that rabbit hole, and I even went for a short ride. My position is that I don't really care if it is flat or round. What I focus on is bringing peace to this planet. What if everyone who has spent so much time trying to convince me of their viewpoint would spend that time to find ways to feed the hungry, stop the wars, and save the environment? I believe the flat versus round discussion is just one of the major distractions that keep humanity from focusing on positive change. So I ask you, Matthew, to do what you can to facilitate amazing changes that will benefit mankind, and ask your friends to do the same instead of wasting time on unimportant questions. Let's all become life changers.
Thank you. And if you have a question for Ask Dorothy, write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Well, with that, we will be right back. She's cracking me up.
We I will be say here. What the earth is.
We will be right back. We will be right back with our musical guest right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting with Mark, and of course our guest Olympia Lapointe. And joining us in the studio is a man who has been endowed with an uncanny ability to generate musical phrases at will. He improvises arrangements that are often mistaken for planned or inscribed compositions, even composing multiple genres. As a matter of fact, he is a classical composer and professor and a classical, did I already say classical, and a jazz composer. Well, jazz and classical. And he is an award-winning composer and performer and founder and musical director of the Martikian Music Center. We welcome to the show Tigran Martikian. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Filippo. It's a pleasure to be here and to be your musical guest today. Life changes. This tells me something. And I'm a person that I try to stay in the present, live in the present, but mm-hmm. I go back to the past for some reason because I had good memories of past and right now is such a chaos. But this is a really good title for the show because it means so much to me, and I'm sure it means so much to other people because life. You see, life is such a beautiful thing. And here we are. So,
And I'm glad we're here. And we learned, by the way, today how chaos can serve us if we choose to have it serve us. And you, as a matter of fact, actually, I've heard you perform and I believe I've heard some of your students perform, and of course I'm familiar with your music. I know it was featured on Kelly and Regis when yes. it was Kelly and Regis, and I know you've performed at Carnegie Hall, and so many wonderful people have said so many great things about your music, including all of us during while you were practicing or doing a sound check earlier. You in this moment talk about chaos. In order for you to be here with us, you had to find somebody to help your mother because you yes. have taken to taking care of your mother who fell recently.
Yes.
Or she fell or she had a...
No, she had a stroke.
Yeah,
nine
she had a
months
stroke.
Ago.
So you have dedicated yourself to that and
yes.
you had to pull yourself away
yes.
so that you could
exactly.
share something that you really love with the world, and that's music.
Exactly. And her life changed, you know, completely after that happened.
And yours
life,
is.
The whole
and,
family
yeah.
is affected by that. And I had to write a piece for her. Mother, you have gone through a lot.
And how great that you will be premiering that yes. piece tonight, and we're so looking forward to that. But mm-hmm. I don't remember that you're not going to do that first, right?
I can do that second, whichever works. That's a slow piece.
Why don't we yeah. hear that first then?
And yes,
since
and then,
we've mentioned her,
no
what
problem.
Is her name? And let's. What do you want to dedicate this to her?
Yes, I want to dedicate this piece, Mother. You have gone through a lot. To my mother, of course, who had a stroke 9 months ago. She's doing better, thank God. We pray for her, and I've been taking care of her 24 hours a day. And she's getting well, she's getting better, and I'm glad I was able to compose this piece and perform between and everything else that I do.
And so this is not out there in recording yet. We may have a live, wonderful recording out of the studio after this performance tonight. And so we
That's
look
true.
Forward to that. Did you say, Mother, you have gone through a lot? Yeah. So here is Tigran Martikian performing Mother, You Have Gone Through a Lot, live here on the Life Changes show here at Studio Noho.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I can listen to that all night long. That is beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Has your mother heard this yet?
Yes, and I told her that I'm going to play this for you live, and she was so happy, and she started talking to me, and her speech is getting better. When you get a stroke, you know, you have your speech gets, you know, gets affected, and but she's doing so much better now. She can say words, and so she knows that I wrote this song for her, and I even played it for her. She's so happy.
Beautiful.
She was so happy. So
yes.
Oh my God, it was just amazing.
Thanks.
Give her our best. And if you liked what you heard, you can go to TigranMartikian.com. I will spell that. Tigran is T-I-G-R-A-N. Martikian is MartikianA.com. TigranMartikian.com. By the way, how am I doing with your name?
That's really nice. You're doing it, you're pronouncing it really clearly. And
you know what? I really admire the fact that you've been taking care of your mother. And that is something that's so important. And thank you so much for taking care of her. And my mother went through something similar through accent. And there's always the brain that reconnects. So there's always more healing and forward.
Yes.
Forward. It's just every single day is more healing to come.
I had to come all the way down to here from New York because she also went through chemotherapy. She had a cancer too. So she went over that. So we overcome that. And then now this, but we're doing, you know, we're trying to fight this. And
smooth sailing from here forward.
She sounds like a tough woman. I like her.
Yeah, she went through a lot. But anyway, I'm here for her to help her and recover, and you know, and I'm happy that she's doing better.
Well, more power to you, and thank you for being here presenting your music for us here live. Now, you not only have music and you not only share music, you teach music, and you started the Martikian Music Center, which was established in 2015.
Yes.
And then last year, you had the big ribbon cutting.
16, yes.
And now it's well on its way. You're the founder and a music director. Tell us what students get to experience at your music center.
Well, this is a little, I don't want to call venue, but it's institution, of course. But if you walk in, you find yourself in such a cozy space. The school's mission is to provide private piano lessons to students at ages 7 and up, and also for adults 18 and up. Another purpose of this institution is to bring together all like-minded people, artists, musicians, actresses, everybody that connects together on the same page, on the same level, and create a community in Pasadena. I mean East Pasadena, but
you have put so much of your heart into it, including on the walls and even the furniture in the bathroom. I mean,
Yes, I was going actually. Yeah, I had this thought. I wanted to have my own touch, you know, to create something unique for this space, because it's such a small space, and I had to come up with a custom-made furniture. You know, I did custom made for the corner pieces and wall installment and everything else that I had in mind. Yeah.
So you're working on a new album entitled My Hometown Armenia.
Yes.
So that piece about your mother, is that going to be on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Excellent.
Yes.
But now we're going to hear a piece that's on your previous album, which was called Way or Why?
Why.
Why.
You can also call Way or Way to Go Why, which is fine.
You can call it Way.
They're close.
But it's spelled W-H-Y, just to be clear. And so tell us what piece we're going to hear.
This is going to, this is called Cutie and Mutie. Actually, it's Cutie Mutie.
Cutie Mutie.
Without end.
Okay, yes. So there, you were trying to explain to me, well, you did actually, you succeeded, in what Cutie Mutie might mean.
Yes, I can explain that. Cutie, well, cute, comes from the word okay. cute.
Yeah, that part we got.
Yes, of course.
That's the muty part.
Cutie. And a muty is, well, we tend to add a letter before the word, you know. My people, Armenian people, I'm sure other nationalities also do that too. They add, letter before the word or at the end of the word just to make it kind of fancier, sound fancier.
Oh, like a cutesy way of doing it. Okay.
So cutie, the M comes before the word. Cutie becomes muty.
Okay.
The M, letter M. So cutie, muty.
Oh.
So it's kind of brings out more little, you know, the word more, it becomes more.
It makes it more cute.
More cute, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure in Italian, you know.
Oh, don't bring the Italians into this.
Well, they do that in French, too.
French, yes.
Yeah.
Sure,
everything's
sure,
linked, yes. Comment allez-vous?
Ça
va? Enfin, ça va bien?
Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
Well, very good then. Well, we're about to hear Cutie Muti by Tigran Martikian live here on the Life Changes show here at Studio Noho.
Wow, your hands are moving so fast.
A cutie muti.
Yeah, no wonder you need extra letters added in there.
That was really good.
Yeah, cutie muti, I'll go with that. But I think you should title it Wowsy Mousy or something.
Wow.
I picked up a very fast tempo, by the way.
Oh, normally you don't do it that fast,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, really?
Okay, well, hopefully we inspired you. As far as I could tell, you got all the notes.
Can I just say, I think you're my favorite pianist now. My favorite pianist.
I'm glad to hear that.
And he is Tigran Martikian. Again, Tigran Martikian .com. Tigran, thank you so much. What a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Pleasure for me to be here too as well. Thanks for inviting me. And wanna thanks to everybody. All the staff members who were part of this too, working.
Yes, and we should say thank you to Marina Manoukian.
Marina as well.
Thank you, Marina, introducing us.
Special thanks to Marina Manoukian
and the Enlightenment Music Series.
For a while, she's a wonderful, very hardworking violinist. Really great person, and I'm lucky to have met her.
As are we. So
yes.
Thank you, Tigran Martikian. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you, Olympia Lapointe. What a pleasure having you both here tonight.
Yeah, it was pleasure.
And
to
with
me.
That is our show, Z-Wozy. I'd like to have us thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good, Z-Wozy. And
thank you, Brent.
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, as ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.